The weekend has come and gone, and all we are left with is memories of what I thought was like an awesome weekend. So great. I don't know about you guys. I just going to talk? Because I'll take up the whole segment. I'm excited.
No, I mean, if you can. I mean, I've got something to say, but then go right ahead.
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
Oh, okay. I got a dog! We have a whoopee dog at our house, and he's wonderful, and we love him, and his name is Max, and he's a very good boy.
Now,
he's such a good boy.
This has been quite the shift over the last few weeks as you've been discussing this, because I thought before there was a prevailing attitude
from
household leadership about not having a dog.
My kids were mentioning that same thing, and they were like, Mom, when we started talking to you guys about this, you guys just kept saying you were 50-50, 50-50. You were only 50-50 convinced. And I said, okay, really? Let's be honest here, girls. It was 50-50 because Mom and Dad are a united front on the parenting. And he was a no and I was a yes. So it was 50-50. But I couldn't tell them that until we got the dog. So, yes, my husband's birthday was on Saturday, and for his birthday, he got a dog he kind of didn't want.
Congratulations. He did soften, though. I mean, your daughter put a whole campaign together, right?
She did. She wrote a number of essays, and she even did a lot of research about, you know, the health benefits of owning a dog, both physical and mental. She did a lot of research into what kind of dog.
I'm just kind of stuck on a number of essays.
Essay is one thing, but a number
more than
of essays.
One.
Oh, no, more than one essay. Yeah, no.
Like what?
Because there was the initial four-page essay. Four-page essay.
Making the case, and then what followed that?
And then the other ones were like on different breeds of dog and why we should, you know, do this breed over that breed and the benefits.
The gifted and talented child.
Yes, she is, yes. Uh-huh. And so we ended up with this dog, and we weren't going to get this dog until spring, but then this breed is the one that she really convinced us on. It is a blue heeler, so an Australian cattle dog.
May he bring healing into your home.
I think he is, and he is so good, you guys. He's so good. When we got him, I mean, he's got some really rough edges. He's untrained, but I cannot believe how quickly he is training. I mean, really, we
adapting
are
to the love of a home.
Away. Mm-hmm. And Alyssa is like on point with training him, and she has educated us all about how to properly train this dog. And like, we're to the point because it's all about those first, you know, that first bit about establishing dominance. And like, we are dominant and he is the, you know, we are alpha dog. He is beta dog. It's to the point because you're never supposed to let the dog go through a door before you when you're establishing that, because like a lead dog would never, you know, let someone else go in front.
Yeah.
So we've been working on this. It's to the point this morning when I got up at 5 and let him out. I put him on his little leash run thing and I opened the door and said, go on, go potty business. He would not go through the door. I had to go through the door and then he went outside. But then you got to go down the steps on the deck. And I said, go on. He would not go down the steps until I went down the steps. I think that's amazing that he's not like racing by us or anything. No, he's a very smart dog. He's catching on to a lot of stuff, and he was not kennel trained, and he spent all last night in his kennel without making a sound, perfectly happy.
Good boy, Max.
He's such a good boy. We love him. My husband does not enjoy as much getting his toes licked, but it's so fun for us to watch my husband dance around in his bathrobe. We got a dog, and we love him.
I am sure many more stories will be forthcoming.
Oh, so many.
Thank you. I've got a son by the name of Dawson. So he had two performances in Still Life with Iris. Great. I got to see Friday and Saturday night, so it was a lot of fun. And to hear some of the positive endorsements, like from other people who affirmed him in his acting skill. He'd like to be a voice actor, but beyond that, I'm like, hey, not just the voice. I mean, you really have a great presence on the straight. And congratulations to all the kids who took part in that and all the performances over the weekend. And so I've got two other daughters in Fractured this coming Thursday through Saturday at Calvary Church, a faith-based retelling of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So we'll look forward to that. And we'll have some folks in here tomorrow to talk about that.
I can't wait.
So there you go.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, we kind of did a lemonade out of lemons thing because the weather wasn't ideal for our little car going to and from church yesterday up in Rice Lake, too.
Right.
And again, like a lot of slush on the road, it makes you feel like the car could be like flung off into a ditch at any point. But the snow was also very, very packy. And so we kind of had an impromptu snowball fight on the way into church that I started that continued after church with my children.
I love it.
And then my wife finished it as we got to Grandma Grandma's. She was a softball player.
Nice.
Good heavens, you guys.
She got an arm on her.
Girl can throw.
That's good.
I got a splat right in the chest.
Well, we love the randomness of the things and thoughts that come to you. Let's call them shower thoughts, shall we? So here's a few of them for you. If you fail a history school class and retake it, it's literally history repeating itself.
Wow, that's deep.
I know.
I think my shower thoughts for a week have been Packers, Niners, Sunday night, and that's only going to amp up this week. But also, bubblegum and birthday cake are flavors, but bubblegum and birthday cake can be any flavor.
It can.
Other shower thoughts. There are probably thousands of fossils we will never find because there's a building on top of them.
Mm. It's really a shame that we can't brag about our unique passwords. I come up with so many unique and witty passwords, and I can't tell anyone.
What a bummer.
I'm not even going to go there. But social media is weird, you know? I mean, you're showing people all the things that you're doing that you didn't invite them to and then asking them to like it.
Mm.
In real life, we need elementary school math way more than we need high school math.
True.
Isn't that the case? Yeah.
People won't spend 99 cents to buy an app that would provide hours and hours of entertainment, but yet we'll spend $15 to watch a two-hour movie.
Probably more than that if you take
Probably kids. More than that.
Yeah. You know, you compare and contrast. For lunch yesterday, we stopped and got like some General Tso's chicken to go and some French bread. And I'm like, $7? You know, well, I'll take that over the amount that you can freely spend at a restaurant sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyhow, hey, Jolly Ranchers are boneless lollipops.
They really are. Yeah. Hmm.
Things you think about
shower
in the shower.
Thoughts.
Well, it is November. How's it going on the no sugar for everybody?
It's going okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I've been tempted here and there.
Yeah.
But, you know, by and large, I think it's going okay.
See, treat time at church is, again, because it's food and fellowship just seem to go together, right? And so you're trying to, like, just go with the fellowship sans food. And then there were some delicious, like, peanut butter. They're called doubles from the Barron Bakery, and they're like peanut butter in the middle and then like chocolate on the outside.
Peanut butter is protein. It's good for you.
Yeah. So anyway, I had
not really.
And again, like I was just reading to my children the other day, like about the parable of the Good Samaritan.
Mm.
So I was kind of like being the Pharisee and the Levite and like passing to the other side of the tree table without looking down because it was.
So you didn't have one?
I did not.
Wow.
I have to admit, I had a Buckeye this weekend, which is, yeah. Because it was
acceptable.
My husband's
it's
birthday.
So
what's a Buckeye?
Yeah.
It's a gob of sweetened peanut butter filling, and then it's dipped in chocolate.
Okay.
But it, like, there's a little hole in the middle. Yeah.
But
it
was dark I've kind
chocolate.
Of allowed myself, like, it's okay in a liquid now, and so it's kind of a bent that way. But anyhow. And okay. Well, I posted something about walking because it's not only what you take in, but in terms of exercise and 10 amazing effects of daily walks on your body. And basically, they say a relaxing 30-minute walk every day is a great way to improve your overall health and stay fit. And even if you get in 15 minutes, and it's kind of amazing, all of the different effects of this. Number one, it improves your digestion and reduces your risk of colon cancer.
Hmm, very interesting. Number two, strengthens joints, bones, and muscles. Mm-hmm.
All good. Number three, improves your heart health.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Fourth, a daily, you know, 15 to maybe 30-minute walk, again, daily. Hard to be that consistent, but improves pancreatic health and lowers your risk of diabetes.
Interesting. It also improves brain function, which is good.
Going through this list of 10 amazing effects of daily walks, number six is improving eyesight and may lower the risk of eye diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
I would not have thought that at
all. I know. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Number seven, a daily walk improves your mental health.
Perfect. Increases lung capacity.
Relieves back pain.
And of course, it helps you maintain a healthy weight.
So something as simple as a 15 to 30 minute walk every day, and you'll be living a healthier life to be the best you can be.
Now, when it gets really cold in the winter, it's hard to do that outside.
It gets harder.
So find an indoor place. I was at the Y, did a 15 minute walk yesterday. Mm-hmm. So
even walking at the mall, I know that can be a challenge with crowds around the Christmas season. But if you go early-ish, you can throw your earbuds in and listen to us as you walk the mall before
there
they're open.
Go.
They open up to walkers.
See, I do neither of those things because we actually have a little bit larger house than we had before, so I just pace back and forth.
There you go.
Walking. But then, of course, the kids will come along for part of it.
Yeah.
But they don't want to come along for the entire walk, too, so they'll walk along with me for some of it and then just stand like right in the doorways blocking it.
And now you have your things for your shoes for safety on ice, right?
I do,
you did get
yes.
some of those last year, right?
I have those. And it's interesting because they worked really well when I was running, when I used yeah. to run. They didn't work as well when I was walking.
Well, you can get different styles. Yeah, if you get the running kind, like, yeah, you. But you can get a walking kind. They're
yes.
very good.
Saved me many a fall on the ice. I actually almost slept on the way in or out of my car this morning. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.